This is the Imperial Garrison. What's your call sign, pilot?
It's say something. Rebel Rock Radio.
Rebel Rock Radio? There is no Rebel Rock Radio.
Well, there is now.
From the far reaches of the Outer Rim to the city planet of Coruscant, it's the podcast that gives you sweet jam and all those pop culture hits. It's Rebel Rock Radio.
Hey, everybody, it's Rebel Rock Radio. How's it going out there? Hey, DJ.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. So this is episode number 130, and I'm Steve, and of course with me is DJ. And the chat room looks like it's already starting to fill up here. DJ's in the chat. Hey, look at there. Chantel's in the chat. Nicole's in the chat, although I think she just left. Fulcrum Entertainment is in the chat. And Josh is in the chat. And who else do we have? Ubaldo T is in the chat. And Tina is in the chat. Blue is in the chat. Blue, you're funny. Kelly's in the chat. Welcome, everybody. And there's Dragon Buddy. And joining us tonight on this episode of Rebel Rock Radio is Chantel and Josh from My Culture. Yep. And there's Chantel representing the colors.
Don't show us your nipples.
I wasn't sure what you were pointing at.
This is not our show. Relax.
Well, you were pointing at yours, so I was...
Okay, yeah.
Oh, you were pointing out the shirt. Yours. That's right.
That's the difference.
What did you think she was pointing out?
I wasn't sure. Okay. I was doing the same.
I'm representing... I still want my leopard print, though.
Mm-hmm. And Dina's in the chat. Hey, Dina, how's it going? All right, well, let's kick things off with our first song of the night. This one should be interesting. This is from a band based out of Los Angeles. They are called Entry. They just released a new album called Exit Interview, like just last week. Via Convulse Records, and we are going to be playing the title track from that album. So here it is, Entry with Exit Interview. Enjoy. Yeah,
that was nice.
That's a way to
what
start
a way to
off.
Start a show.
I know. Exit Interview by Entry.
That's one way to get a headache.
Heck yeah.
It's not awesome. I mean, it's not really my kind of music necessarily. I'm not big on all the screaming, but I love the drum riffs. Like,
I was gonna say, for me it's all about,
I mean, that's some work. Yeah.
And here's the interesting thing. You know, that was a girl singing. Yeah. Like, I saw a picture of the band and I'm like, that's her singing?
Props.
Oh my gosh, that looks like my daughter.
Nice.
Tiny and short and just like the guys hover over her. It's just like, wow, this is awesome. No, we're not getting any smooth jazz, Blue. Come on, man.
It was smooth jazz.
Nothing wrong with some smooth jazz. Little jazz flute.
So the question, however, about that song is,
Aqualung.
Sorry.
Was that the song that DJ picked?
Was it? I am a metalhead.
Was it?
I don't know.
It might have been. Could have been.
It might have been. So last week, nobody picked the right one. We had a tie on the poll.
There you go. Yes, there was a tie. Some people picked the right one, but just not enough to, well, I mean, I guess we could reveal who it was.
Well, it was the Boll Weevil song.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. So that was the one you picked. But
40% of the people got it right.
That is right. But did he pick Exit Interview?
Mm-hmm.
Fine. No, Tina, we're not setting the mood with some smooth jazz.
I like where Kelly's head is at. Rebel Jazz Radio. I like that.
Between the thought. What?
Rebel Jazz Radio.
I like that.
Start playing some Kenny G on the show.
Yeah.
Not going to happen. Blue says he's going to start his own podcast called Rebel Jazz Radio. You don't even listen to jazz. Jeez. So tonight, we are going to be talking about that amazing sitcom called Big Bang Theory, if you hadn't already guessed that. It's going to be a fun night, and it's going to be fun times with our brethren from Pop My Culture.
I'm so excited.
Yes, very much.
I love this show so much. Yeah,
it's awesome. Now, the question is, do you like it more or less or about the same as Parks and Recreation?
I'm going to say I like Parks and Rec more. Mm-hmm. And the only reason why I say that is I base a lot of my reviews on rewatchability. And I would say that I have rewatched Parks more.
Yeah, I have rewatched Parks more. I have rewatched Big Bang Theory quite a few times, though. In fact, we just did, me and my wife just did a rewatch. I think we just ended a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I did a rewatch not too long ago, but it had been my first rewatch since like the show went off the air. As
does that last
Parks
episode,
and Rec, I've rewatched way too many times.
Yeah.
More than I care to admit.
Does that last episode of Big Bang Theory still bring you to tears?
Yes, it does. It does.
All right, so let's start with our guest. Josh, what have you been up to this week?
Working. That's about it. Yeah, and, you know, other things. Alone by myself in the dark that we can't discuss on here. No, I mean, honestly, I've just been doing my thing. We had a recorded interview last week. We've got a live episode coming up this week for Pop My Culture, that should be pretty epic, talking about the 80s. Other than that, I'm just kind of here. This is the first evening I've had off, so I felt like I'd hop on and join you guys. So,
cool. So where can everybody find Pop My Culture on the socials?
Oh, I don't know. You should ask her. She's the boss.
All right, Chantel, where can we find Pop My Culture on the socials?
Pop My Culture.
Shut up.
You have a bio link or
You can, of course, go to the Red 5 bio link, which Kelly lovingly updated already. But if not, then we are on Twitter. And because Twitter sucks, I couldn't do it all in one shot. So it's pop_my_culture. And that's also the same handle on Instagram. And we also have TikTok.
See, that's why I turned it over to her, because I didn't want to have to explain all of that nonsense about the underscores. So I figured I'd let her bumble with that.
You're nonsense.
You know, it's true partnership here. It's, you know, my co-host.
Partnership? Sounds like you just pushed it on her.
Supporting my co-host.
Supporting.
And of course, our channel is on YouTube.
Of course.
And we're on and anywhere you can find podcasts.
Yes.
Right. You guys are now on Apple.
We are at Apple. I stripped all of the audio, even the Scarif After Dark stuff. So I did a huge episode dump yesterday. So everything from the first episode of Scarif After Dark up to our most recent live stream from Pop My Culture is all on Apple Podcasts. So there's already 14 episodes there. Enjoy.
Very cool. Well, Kelly beat me to it. There's the link.
There she is.
In the chat.
So good.
It will also be in the show notes, so you'll be able to find it there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Awesome. So what have you been up to this week, Chantel?
Work. I'm completely messed up because we had Monday off due to Memorial Day, so I keep forgetting today's Thursday. I'm all sorts of screwed up. But no, just work. I watched the series finale of Ted Lasso yesterday, and I was an absolute emotional wreck. But other than that, got nothing else. And of course, tomorrow I'll be playing D&D on the Red 5 Tavern. And then, like Josh said, we have our stream on Saturday with Keith of Layman Terms. So,
awesome.
Nice.
What have you been up to, DJ? Anything new?
As little as humanly possible.
Understood.
Dope.
Working, had a good relaxing Memorial Day, so didn't really do much of anything there. Just work and trying to rest up.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah,
it's been a weird week, I gotta tell you. Mm-hmm. We had Monday off, and then Tuesday, of course, felt like Monday, and so that was kind of busy trying to get caught up on all the stuff from work and having meetings that I hate going to. And then Mandy left. She went to Colorado on Wednesday morning. So it's been like really weird her not being in the house.
Are you surviving?
Yeah.
Have you eaten?
Don't forget to feed yourself.
I have eaten.
Don't forget to bathe, you know.
I haven't forgot that either. That's good. No, I went, of course, yesterday was the first day that she was gone. So I ended up ordering pizza.
It begins.
Sounds good to me.
So it begins. And then today, which was a discussion we were about to have before we realized it was showtime. So I went and did a little bit of grocery shopping while my youngest was at their therapy appointment. And what, Tina?
Oh God, don't. What did she do?
He was rattling around the house like a pea in a tin can.
The hell is that, Tina?
I don't know what that means.
That's wow.
So point being, I went out.
It's gotta be a Virginia thing.
Yeah.
Must be. So I bought some sandwich meat.
Mm-hmm.
And
gotta have that meat.
And then I also also bought some pasta for the next few days. I'm not making mac and cheese.
I've never seen someone look so depressed about food shopping and having to cook their own food.
I know. It's like, you want me to cook?
He's like, I got bought this crap. Now I got to make it.
We're all going to die.
DoorDash is Steve's friend.
Yes.
I was going to say.
You got that right. Nobody wants me in the kitchen.
That is so funny.
Just don't burn the house down.
Yeah, don't. I know a friend who literally burned water and almost set her house on fire. So
she's That's talking about herself.
No, it's not me.
And me trying to make coffee. That's not a K-cup.
That was an adventure.
That was an adventure. Like, damn it, this is too weak. I don't have a scoop. So I'm like eyeballing how much coffee to put in the. I'm not cut out for this, damn it.
Jeez. Wait until the zombie apocalypse happens. You are screwed, my friend.
Yeah, we're screwed. Yeah,
I'm I'll come pick you up, Steve. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I actually can make mac and cheese. And Blue, you weren't even alive when the Kool-Aid incident happened. I mean, your oldest sister was barely alive when the Kool-Aid incident happened. So let me tell you about the Kool-Aid incident.
I was going to say, what's the Kool-Aid incident? Now I want to know.
So I was making mac and cheese, and I was on the phone.
We were talking about Kool-Aid.
We're getting there. Calm down.
Jesus. It's not going to blow his wad that quickly.
Exactly. Got to build up to it.
Yeah.
So Goldilocks with my coffee. What?
What?
Oh, okay. I got that one. Okay. So mac and cheese. So I'm on the phone with my, she ended up being my wife. She was not my wife at the time. But I'm in Oklahoma. She's in Seattle. I'm on the phone and making dinner, and I'm making mac and cheese, and I've got the pot water boiled. I put the macaroni in there to do that thing. We're gonna get to Big Bang Theory. You guys need to have some patience, for God's sakes.
We're not even 20 minutes in,
right?
Calm down. Jeez.
No, we haven't even gotten to the intros yet. Where was I at? Okay, so
some people.
So the noodles are cooking. So while the noodles are cooking, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm gonna make some Kool-Aid. So I go and I grab the pitcher and I put the water in the pitcher. And then, okay, the noodles are done. I have just opened the package of grape Kool-Aid.
Oh no, oh no. I see where this is going.
I take the macaroni out of the pot and I drain it, put it back in the pot. I go to grab the cheese, but instead I grab the open packet of grape Kool-Aid.
I knew it.
And pour it in the macaroni. And I'm like, ah, shit.
So a real champ would have eaten it.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm not done. Calm down. So I'm like, fuck it. So I grab the cheese. And I throw it in with the grape Kool-Aid and the macaroni, and I mix it up, and I fucking ate the grape Kool-Aid, macaroni and cheese. And yes, it was gross.
I can only
imagine. But I ate it because it was the last box of macaroni that I had.
I don't like grape flavored anything, so that sounds
It would have been all right if it was cherry, but.
Yeah, no, cherry. No.
So that is the grape Kool-Aid and macaroni and cheese story that you're always going to hear when people talk about my cooking.
So did you buy any Kool-Aid this week? Or
actually, I don't drink Kool-Aid anymore.
Well, that's good. That's good. We can avoid that situation.
We're talking, this was like late 1999.
Oh, my goodness.
So this has been a while. But okay. So I generally do not cook.
That was the last time you cooked?
No. Oh, okay. I've cooked some time. No, there are actually things that I can cook. Well, like, I can cook a feasibly a relatively decent like shrimp scampi linguine.
Ooh,
okay.
That's about the fanciest thing I can cook. Other than that, if it doesn't go in the microwave, I can cook frozen pizza. But I mean, shit, there's directions
that's
for that.
It's not cooking, it's heating up.
Yeah. Exactly.
Come see, come sa. You know.
All right. So, this is Rebel Force. Rebel Force Radio.
Welcome to Boo Chat. Yeah.
Look. Okay. We are part of the Red 5 Network, as is Pop My Culture. And if you are watching YouTube, you see the little scroll underneath us. We'll go to that link to find all of the awesome podcasts that are belonging to the Red 5 Network. If you're listening, just go to bio.link/red5. Awesome network full of great people. And he makes a mean grape frozen pizza. I've never done that. I'm not cooking anything right now. I'll probably make a sandwich.
That would be awful.
That does sound awful. That's even worse than orange chicken pizza.
I'm down with that. I'm down with the orange chicken pizza.
You would be.
Yeah, I would be.
Hawaiian pizza lover.
Hey, pineapple belongs on pizza.
No, it does not.
Yes, it does.
You belong in the dumpster.
Well, maybe I was born in a dumpster after prom. I don't know. Whatever.
I'm sorry. Dumpster baby.
Hey, DJ, do you want to tell the folks out there how they can support our podcast?
Well, sure. Yeah, you can support it by subscribing. You can also hit the notification bell. Boom. That way you don't miss an episode. You can also
I threw this out.
We're distracted, DJ.
I didn't even tell him he was doing this.
Yeah, he just kind of threw it on me.
You threw it on.
That's what he's been doing all night.
So you see, look, we're on the same side then, DJ, because freaking Josh just threw it to me, so I'm with you.
That's right. It'll be all right. Plus, we also have a merch store that you can go check out. Right there. There it is. And not only that, well, oops, mine. Yeah. Anyway. we also have a Patreon has all sorts of cool stuff on there, and you can get access to that for as little as $1 a month. Just make sure I got the right finger. $1 a month, and it gets you all sorts of exclusive content, bonus videos, videos and all sorts of shenanigans. Anyway, speaking of Patreons, we have a bunch of them. Steve, who are they?
All right. Our patrons who so graciously donate of their finances are Dave, Kelly, Chris, Don, Nicholas, Scott, Kim, Amanda, Mandy, Justin, Charlie, and Chantel are all patrons of Rebel Rock Radio, and we do appreciate all of you to help us keep this thing going.
He saved the best for last on that list. I'm just saying.
Yeah, go with that. Go with that.
Oh, hashtag laughable.
Wow. I knew that would laugh.
In the order of the people that I...
sure. We'll go with
it. But yeah, just go with it.
Yeah.
You know what's really scary is we don't have a podcast coming on after us.
Mm-hmm.
So we could talk shit all night long.
But we're not going to.
We're not going
because
to.
The NBA finals are tonight.
Oh, fuck.
And
that.
My Miami Heat are in the finals.
Hey, you know what you can do with those Heat? I can tell you.
Heat right Nation! Now.
Hey, yeah. Yeah. What happened last year? Yeah. It's all right.
And the Panthers right. are going to the Stanley Cup.
If Tatum hadn't hurt his ankle on the first play,
it
would have
been
a different series.
Nah. Celtics now I need the Marlins to go to the World Series this year.
Okay, Dragon Buddy, I'm not sure what login you're talking about.
What?
He says, Steve and DJ, tell Kelly to give me the login info so I can see content without her. What login info? What login info does she have?
For the Patreon stuff.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
Kelly, give him the login. I was gonna say I can just get the login.
We weren't even talking about football.
Why, DB? Why do you want the login? Why? You wanna know why? Because you're a spy. That's why. Get the fuck out of here.
Damn.
you leave my Dragon Boo alone.
And you're fired.
He is a beautiful human being and I love him. Damn it.
There you go. We talked her into it. She's going to give him the login info.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I can't give you my Patreon login.
Jeez. God.
Chantel just flipped that switch and just
she really angry. Did. Like, I'm really glad that there's about 1,000 miles between us.
You should be surprised. You call me uppity all the time. So Big Bang Theory.
Do you want to have Dragon Buddy's love child?
He does.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, not me. It's all on them.
It's okay. It's a beautiful thing.
Okay. moving on. We got another song.
You asked.
Yes, we did.
I did.
You
I,
asked.
I'm ashamed.
Hey, this could be the one I picked.
It could be the one you picked. Might be. I guess we'll find out. So this song comes from a band based out of Salt Lake City, Utah.
Mm-hmm.
They are called Bloodstar. And they released an album in April called First Sighting via Shadow Kingdom Records. And this is interesting. This is like straight out of the 80s. Once you hear it, you're going to understand what I mean. So the song we're playing from the album First Sighting is called Cold Moon. Enjoy. We'll be right back. Blood Stars, Cold Moon.
I can dig it, man. This is like old school.
That was like old school. Yeah.
Either that or like if they were singing in Japan, like with Japanese lyrics, then it's like every anime that I ever watched.
Yeah, that would sound killer.
Yeah, DJ, I think the movie you were talking about was Rockstar.
Yeah, Rockstar.
Mark Wahlberg. That was a great movie.
Actually, a really good movie.
I like how DJ continues to disappear into Kaylee Cuoco's boobs.
I know.
I want to disappear. Wait a minute. Yeah.
I mean, I can think of worse things that could happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Their pics make them look about 45 years late to their hair party. But they have a good enough sound to pull it off. Okay.
TV.
That's awesome.
Jeez.
So I don't know who Jose Mangan is, but if he wants to interview them, I can get them in touch. All right. Cool stuff. DJ, did you pick that one?
I might have. Sounds like something I might have picked. Yeah.
Maybe. But hey, Nicholas from Backyard Artists is in the house.
Hey, Nick.
Speaking of the chat room, there was somebody new that popped in that I hadn't seen before, and now I can't find them. Shit. That's what happens when the chat room is like as active as ours is.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, right.
Oh, look at that. Blue already left.
Dina? Was it that?
No,
Dina?
It wasn't Dina. No. Oh, I saw Dina. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, here it is. Miss Supergirl 3000. That's a cool name.
Isn't that Jason Roscom's wife?
No.
Sidebar? Wait, who am I looking at?
Maybe.
Ellie says that it's Kristen. I don't.
Yeah,
I don't,
Kristen. That's.
See, I don't know who that is.
Yeah. Sidebar Cantina.
Now I do. So. Awesome.
There you go.
Welcome to the obnoxious chat room that
Jason
is the
got to bring Jason's wife.
Heck yeah.
Her head is not going to be able to fit on camera if we continue to build her up. Yeah. Don't do it, DB. Don't give her credit.
I win.
No.
You already did.
Boom.
All right, now it is time for Rebel Rock Radio Picks, and I hope DJ has something because I didn't have anything. I could make something up, but yeah, you know. I mean, I can think of something.
There was. Give me a second. Let me jog my memory.
Well, here's something to recommend. I haven't even watched this yet, but I already know it's going to be badass. This weekend, everybody needs to go out and watch the new Spider-Man movie.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been hearing great things about it.
I am so looking forward to that. You know what? Actually, that does give me an idea. I do have a recommendation. If you've never played it and you have a PlayStation, you should play the Miles Morales Spider-Man game. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is actually a really fun game. It's like the same gameplay and style and animation style of the original Spider-Man video game that was put out by Insomniac.
Well, it's a sequel, isn't it?
Yeah, basically. I mean, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, because at the end, Spider-Man, never mind.
Well, Peter Parker shows up throughout the game.
Yeah.
But yeah, the game is, I mean, the story is. I'd have to say the story is probably not as good as the Spider-Man game, but it's still good.
It's still good.
It's still a good story. But yeah, I actually just finished that a few nights ago. I finally 100%ed that. Really fun game. So go check that out. I can't wait for the Spider-Man 2 video game to come out. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, go out and see that Spider-Man movie that comes out this weekend. Yes, DB. Always. As always.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you come on this show, you can't wear pants.
No pants allowed.
No pants allowed.
Yep.
but yeah.
No party like a no pants party.
Go check out the anime. What
pants
is the name
dance.
Of it? What is the name of it anyway? Across the Spider-Verse?
Across the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
And I believe the third one's going to be Beyond the Spider-Verse, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. I kind of hope that I kind of hope that Silk shows up in this one. Okay. It's on that one. Silk is a character of the Spider-Man universe.
Yes, yes.
She's pretty cool. I'd like to see her on.
I don't know. I want more Spider-Noir, so I'm excited about the fact that Spider-Man 2099 is going to be in it.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of the 2099 stuff. So.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. So on the subject of Spider-Man, and I know you're an avid comic book a fan, what was your opinion on the Silk sounds like a poor name? Thanks, Tina.
Can always well,
isn't
count
it like
Tina
an almond
there.
Milk or something like that?
What
Silk is
it?
Soy milk? No, it's almond milk.
It's almond milk.
You can always rely on Tina.
Almond juice.
Tasteless joke during that. Okay.
Yay, Tina.
Yay. Yay.
What was I saying? Yeah, the Ultimate Spider-Man run. What did you think of that?
It was okay. I mean, I wasn't a huge fan of... there were good things and bad things about the Ultimate comics in general. I did like the fact that they were willing to kill off a character or do something really different because it didn't really matter. But then the fact that it didn't really matter kind of made it not really matter. So I kind of lost interest in all of them fairly quickly. I think I read the X-Men the longest.
Yeah.
Ultimate Spider-Man was probably the best from what I heard, but I really did
like the Ultimate Spider-Man. It's probably one of the best things that Brian Michael Bendis has done. It was good stuff. I read somewhere they're bringing it back.
Really?
Yeah, the Ultimate Universe.
Is it going to be a continuation from where it left off, or is it?
I'm not sure if it's a continuation or if they're just doing it again.
We'll
I don't know. Very little information that, of course, I mean, granted, I don't read nearly as much as I should into these things. I just see the rumors and I'm like, okay. But yeah.
They like to rehash. So
they do like
I don't
to
know
rehash.
How to read.
We know that.
It's a sensitive subject.
Yes, it should be.
Speaking of the X-Men, Josh, we need to get our,
Get
our schedule together.
Yeah.
So we can talk about X-Men.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to nerd out on some X-Men.
I don't think we decided which story arc we're going to. Are we going to do Age of Apocalypse?
All of them.
That's fine. I'm down
with
that.
I mean, that is.
We can kind of briefly cover the build up to it and then.
That's a huge endeavor.
Dive into that one. It's good stuff. I love it. I think it's probably one of the most. I mean, just the whole idea that they would change the titles completely and just have a completely different comic book run basically for all these titles for like 4 months that they did it. And this the way it tied into everything and how it, the ramifications that it had later on down the road. It was, I really enjoyed it. Yeah. And it was just a badass story.
It really
the way
was.
That they reworked a lot of the characters, a lot of villains were heroes and heroes were villains. And, and the world was a sorry state and they did not hold back at all in the hardcore nature of the storytelling.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
I breathed.
You did. I'm proud of you, honey.
Ass.
I'm very proud of you.
Stupid. Right.
Did either one of you have a recommendation you wanted to give this week? You don't have to.
Of what?
Anything? Something you've read or watched or you've watched the show before. You know how this works.
I recommend that you don't listen to Sean.
I'm too busy causing trouble in the chat for most of the time. No.
That's the truth.
I do. Well, actually, recently I dropped what we call on our show Cherry Bombs, and I gave a spoiler-free reaction to the series finale of Barry on HBO. I really
she dropped
truly,
a lot of cherry bombs.
Shut up. I truly cannot recommend that show enough. In fact, all three of my favorite shows completely ended since last Friday. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which I can't recommend enough, that ended on Friday. Barry ended on Sunday, and then Ted Lasso ended on Tuesday. So
I've never heard of Barry. I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's really
fantastic.
Really good. It's really, really good. It's Bill Hader. It stars Bill Hader. So if you guys know him from SNL, you'll know who he is. And basically, he's a former military guy who turns to becoming an assassin, and he doesn't like the life anymore. And in trying to, you know, assassinate his next mark, he stumbles upon an acting class and decides he wants to become an actor. But it's so much more than that. And he just digs the hole deeper and deeper for himself. So it's really, really, really good. You told me to watch The Bear. That's supposed to be really good. Is that the one on FX about the cook, the chef, or whatever? That's supposed to be very good. The Bear. I've heard of that one
either.
Yeah, that one's really good. I had to watch that one.
I've heard of a show called The Bear, but it's B-A-R-E, and it's a different kind of show, I think, from what we're talking about.
Probably.
Good Lord.
Do you have anything to recommend, Josh?
No, he has no life right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm working two full-time jobs, so I'm not really heavy on watching much of anything right
now. Except his eyelids when he goes to sleep.
Terrible. I try, you know, seriously, every single night I sit down, kind of sitting up on my bed with the pillows behind me, and I've got like a drink to the side, and I've got my phone in my hand, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch whatever. And I don't even remember starting it. I just wake up at about 3 a.m. and the light's still on. My glasses are still on. Phone's in my hand. And so then I just turn it off and then go to sleep for a couple hours and then go to work. So
we know what you're watching at 3 a.m. mm-hmm.
I told you about that show, The Bear. Okay. Jeez, that's what I recommend. No one wants to listen to me, but it's fine. But no, that's about it. So I recommend sleep. That's what I'm
bored. DJ, you got anything?
No.
Okay.
Well, that was simple.
Damn, DJ.
No.
Easy way out.
Yeah.
No. Alrighty. That was good. Yeah. That was a quick and easy
I dig it.
Recommendation.
None.
Where is your other hand, Josh, when you wake up at 3 a.m.?
I told you the phone was in one, and that's all the information you get.
That's all you're getting. You're going to have to go on the Patreon.
That's for the OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. All right. That's it for Rebel Rock Radio's recommendations for this week. We'll be back next week, and hopefully we'll actually have some recommendations. Although, fuck, I don't know.
Terrible.
Who knows? It's been a weird week, I'm telling you.
I know. I'm with you, Steve.
Like, not even kidding that I was not ready for today. And then I went to bed really late last night. Like,
and then the coffee was weak.
And I did wind up making a second pot, though.
Good.
Because I'm like, I cannot drink this anymore. So, not that kind of pot.
What kind of pot?
I'm joking.
Like a pot of coffee. And the second one was better. Because I used Tina's recommendation on measuring out the grounds.
Ah, one for Tina.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
All right, time for the third song of the evening, third and final. This one comes from Los Angeles, California, from a band called Grave Secrets. And this band recently signed to Wiretap Records, and they are going to be releasing an album later on this year. Title has not been announced. Release date has not been announced, but they did release a single with Wiretap Records, and we are going to play that single now. So this is Grave Secrets with Anxious.
Your mouth's all at your window, feeling anxious 'cause you don't call anymore. I'm waiting.
Grave Secrets with Anxious.
I like that one. That was good.
Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Was it good enough for DJ to pick it, though?
Was it? Well, Might have been. Maybe not. But maybe.
We'll ask you on the Twitter.
Switch his background again.
He did. What?
Nice.
That's Young Sheldon. We're not talking about that tonight.
Don't. You know what? I was against it, and then I watched a couple of episodes out of pure boredom, and let me tell you, it's really good. It's really cute.
It is good. I think it complements Big Bang Theory. Wow.
What the hell was that? Okay.
It's an invasion.
Yeah, it does complement Big Bang Theory pretty well. I like it, but that's not what we're talking about tonight. We're going to be talking about Big Bang Theory. So, Big Bang Theory. A sitcom created by Chuck Lorre and Bill Prady. It ran from September 2007 to May 2019.
Crazy.
On CBS. Yeah. And it ran for 12 seasons. Almost 300 episodes. Crazy. Great show. I didn't start watching it like when it first came out. In fact, when it first came out, I tried a couple episodes and I'm like, meh. And then like maybe a year, I think I started on the second season is when I actually started watching it in real time. The second season, and I started watching, I watched the first season and I was like, actually, this is a really good show. Mm-hmm. But yeah. When did you guys start watching it? Were you from the beginning? Did you watch it from the beginning?
Okay. So,
go ahead.
So
you don't have to raise your hands or anything.
I don't know. I remember when the show came out, and one of the reasons why I watched it is because growing up with Disney, I actually recognized Kaley Cuoco because she was on a made-for-Disney movie called Alley Cat Strike, and she was really, really young in that movie, like maybe 13. And then she did Eight Simple Rules with John Ritter, so I knew who Kaley was already. So when I saw that this show was coming out, I was like, oh, great. And then, of course, I recognized Johnny Galecki because of Roseanne. And I watched a couple of the first episodes of the first season, and I don't know why, but very quickly I kind of dropped off. And then I think maybe it wasn't until about the second or third season that I went back and watched it from the very beginning. And then that was it for me. I was done. I was hooked.
Yeah. 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 The only character that I knew prior to this was Johnny Galecki.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know who any of the other folks were, but
I was similar to Shanti. I knew her from Eight Simple Rules, but yeah, the two of them were the only two that I really knew. But and I watched it on and off at the beginning, but yeah, probably a few seasons in, I watched a couple of episodes. Like I think they were doing some sort of like a marathon or something, and I watched like four or five in a row, and I was like, okay, this is really damn funny. I think I need to go back and start over. And then I pretty much got caught up and then stayed current with it
until
the end. So
how about you, DJ? When did you see
Star Wars? I actually was very late to Big Bang Theory. I heard of it, but I had never seen it. And then HBO Max came out, and I watched Friends all throughout as a rewatch. And then I was like, all right, now I did that. What's next? And this one came up, hey, you like Friends, you'd like this one. And I started watching it, and yeah, I really enjoyed it. Eight Simple Rules. So I knew some of the people that were in it, Johnny Galecki from Roseanne. Later on, Mayim showed up from, she was in Blossom. So, I really enjoyed it. It's along that same vein of Friends. So,
see, now, if somebody that knew I liked this show told me, you got to go watch Friends, and I watched it, I would have been pissed. I hate that show. I cannot stand that show.
They're similar, but I think they are very different.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Your ass.
Associated with you on that one. But I have to agree with you. I think I like Big Bang more than.
Oh, I like Big Bang more, but I
mean,
understand
who doesn't like the Big Bang? You know, I mean,
Jesus. I do. But I understand, like, it's the dynamic of, you know, young people in this apartment, you know, the other ones across the hall. It was the same thing as there's Monica, Joey, and Chandler across the hall. So it's kind of the same.
See, I do format. Not like, I don't, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't connect with any of those characters.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah, like, I was going to say,
I could connect with the monkey, but he wasn't on the show very long.
Yeah.
So,
whereas we can connect to everyone in Big Bang.
Big Bang Theory, yeah. In some way, shape, or form, I can, yeah.
That's kind of the cultural phenomenon that it was. I mean, that's its biggest significance.
What?
What?
Shut your mouth.
What? Worst series finale ever.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
How I Met Your Mother ended.
That was who said anything about How I Met Your Mother?
I did. Gilbert in the chat. Why don't you pay attention?
Yeah, he said that How I Met Your Mother.
I'm here in the stream.
Jeez. No, don't get me wrong, though. I do like How I Met Your Mother, but yeah. I didn't like it.
I did not like it. I did not like How
I liked it up to a certain point.
Not near as much as Big Bang Theory.
I didn't like it because the main character
was
the most boring character.
I didn't like Ted.
Yeah.
I liked everyone else, but him and
what's her face characters. But Ted and Robin were boring.
I'm all about NPH, Neil Patrick Harris.
I think my main thing was I didn't watch Friends until later in life as well, when I was in my late 20s, 30s. So I kind of identified with that. Plus, I was in New England, and so being up there, they're in New York. We had people over the house all the time. So I kind of identified with Friends. Now with Big Bang Theory, the more I got into it, some of the things that they talk about from the scientific parts of it, I understand because that's me. I love science and physics and how all that works. And so I kind of identified with it from that point as well. So yeah. I liked How I Met Your Mother as well, but worst finale ever. But
I love you, Gilbert. I'm so sorry. I feel bad.
I'm so sorry,
Gilbert. I love you. It's my bad.
That's the worst take ever. No. But Big Bang Theory, you know, outside of Penny, you're like a bunch of nerds. You know, they play D&D and they read comic books and watch nerd movies. How could you not connect to that?
I triggered you all hard. You did.
You really did.
Shanti was over there in the corner just twitching.
See, here's the thing, though. And he's not here to defend himself, but I think Blue would probably agree with you, Gilbert. Because
really?
He absolutely loves that show.
It was good up to a point.
Like one, I think that's his favorite show. No, he might like Parks and Rec more. He probably does.
Parks and
I think he does. But yeah, How I Met Your Mother is way up there. It is way up there for him. He loves that show. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about Big Bang Theory.
We are full of ADD tonight.
We are.
We were like the villagers in Beauty and the Beast.
Kelly! Oh my god.
It's cute, Kelly.
Yeah, not so much.
Watch it, if anything, for Neil Patrick Harris and what's his name?
Jason.
Yeah, Jason Segel.
That guy.
He's so funny. I love him.
Yeah, the lawyer. Exactly.
He's challenge accepted. I love Neil Patrick Harris.
No five.
Anyway, Big Bang Theory. Jeez. Okay.
Here's the question I got to ask each one of you. Outside of the main, let's say the main six people.
Yes. Who? He's gonna ask it, Josh. Favorite
characters?
Yes, Kripke.
Stewart.
I'm with you on that one. Yes.
Okay.
Stewart is awesome. I love
Kripke.
Will Wheaton on this show. Stewart's great.
Yes.
I love Stewart.
He like never gets a break.
I know.
They're always
one in the end.
Did
Mrs. Wallowitz?
Oh. Man, rest in peace. I was probably just as devastated as the cast was when the actors passed away. Really devastated.
I loved how much Bernadette sounded like her, though.
My God.
Talk about typical, marrying your mother. Yeah, it's great.
But between him being attracted to Bernadette when she would do that voice, and also when she did Raj's voice, there is so much wrong with
Howard. I love when Raj and Stewart were competing for like Bernadette's, affections or whatever.
Oh, when she was pregnant.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I love this show. Sorry, Steve.
No, you're good. You're good. Keep going.
Kripke was good.
Yeah, Kripke's.
God, he was such an ass.
Yeah, he was.
I just love him so much.
The president of the university was kind of hilarious.
Oh yeah, because there was two. Which one? The second one. Okay.
I love that episode where they're like, Kripke and Sheldon are fighting over the office, and they go into the bathroom, and they're like, "You need to figure this out for us." And he's like, "I'm trying to do something here." A little busy.
I love that episode when they're fighting over the office, especially when they start playing basketball. That's what I'm going for.
Yes. That reminds me, I also like the episode where Sheldon and Howard are fighting over the parking spot.
Oh, yes.
You don't even have a car.
You don't even drive.
Oh man.
Yes, Ubaldo. Oh my god. So I wasn't looking and I just looked up and saw the cattail and I almost smacked my monitor thinking something was crawling.
No, that was Earl. He was
computer.
Earl just kind of Ubaldo,
the Adam West episode. Adam West. I love that episode.
Happy
birthday, Sherman.
This show really stood out because the supporting cast was almost just as good as your regular cast. Whether it was Leonard's mom or
Beverly.
There's just so many.
Her obsession with Sheldon was uncomfortable at times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She favored Sheldon's him over mom. So much.
Sheldon's mom.
Oh, my God. I love her.
Or Meemaw.
Lori Metcalf, wasn't it?
Yes.
But I love that her daughter plays her.
Yes, her daughter plays on. Yeah, like her. She does. Honestly, I felt the show improved once they added Maya and Bialik on it. I don't know why. I mean, I liked Bernadette, but they made her kind of ditzy in the beginning.
They kind of
did. And then they made her an outright bitch as time went on.
Oh, for sure.
So I really started to hate Bernadette.
But I love the dynamic of the girls in general.
Yeah.
This one's obsession with Penny?
Yes. Oh, no. She loves Sheldon, but she would take Penny over Sheldon any day of the week.
Ever.
Yeah. A painting.
That painting is epic.
Bye, Lumberjack Penny.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I've seen this show way too many times.
I was about to mention this before the show started, and you guys reminded me to not talk about it until the show started. So I've got to bring it up.
Okay.
How different was Sheldon's character from the very first episode to the rest of the entire series? Like, there was just weird things. That first episode was just weird. They're like, it starts off in a freaking a wank clinic with a sperm bank.
Yeah.
They're going, Sheldon would have never done that.
I think at the beginning Sheldon was written more as just an asshole, not really someone who had some neuroses that made him a very peculiar individual. And he became so much more endeared as they delve deeper and deeper into the psychosis of Sheldon. And once Penny turned to the point where she appreciated Sheldon, that I think was a huge turning point for his character and the show dynamic in general. Because my favorite relationship on the whole show is Penny and Sheldon. I love how much he became endeared to her and how he actually became endeared, you know, like she became endeared to him. Like he learned to appreciate her perspective on things. He would actually come to her for advice on things. He found her comforting when he was in a vulnerable place. And I thought that was just really awesome to see her character, who was so very different from them as far as what she was into. She was the popular cheerleader type.
Was the
and then
mother.
You have,
she ended up being a mother almost
totally,
to all of them.
Totally.
I loved those scenes further into the show when she starts catching herself making nerd references.
Yes.
Oh, it's great. Like,
shit.
Like, why do I know this?
What's up, DJ? DJ's trying to say something.
I agree with Josh. And here's how I know how much that I agree with Josh. In the tank back there is Sheldon and Penny.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, listen, Ubaldo mentioned that he loved the Adam West episode. And as much as I love Adam West, he's actually not the reason I love that episode. I love that episode because when Sheldon first walks in and he sees all those people and he's overwhelmed and he runs into the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Penny goes in there and is the one that gets him to come back out and tells him, I can't believe like we are friends and that I can't imagine my life without you. And I care about you so much. And so do all those people out there who are here to celebrate you on your birthday. They had some of the most tender moments, which is why I'm going to steal Josh's thunder on this one.
No,
and say, because we both have the same favorite moment, which is we both love the Christmas episode where Penny gives Sheldon the napkin that Spock used to wipe his mouth. Leonard Nimoy.
I can make my own Leonard
because Sheldon doesn't do physical contact. So when I saw that episode the first time and he hugged her, I was literally in tears, because if you know that character, you know he just does not do that.
Yeah.
And to speak to what you were saying earlier, honestly, most shows, that's just the way it goes within the first season. I think a lot of writers just don't know where they're going to take the character. Yeah. So I still feel like it was probably in development stage. Same thing with Bernadette. Like, her character really changed, I think, in my personal opinion, out of all of them.
So did Penny. I mean, she ceased
and Amy
to be the
ditzy
blonde.
Amy was literally the female Sheldon, and they made her her own thing.
Yeah.
So they all changed, except Howard. Howard It's a perfect.
And Raj.
Leonard didn't really change too much. Raj did. At first, he couldn't talk.
Yeah, Raj changed in that. Let me tell you.
A lot of that was Penny, though.
Let me tell you something right now. I've been wanting to say this for a very long time.
Oh, dear.
Raj's ending on that show pisses me off so fucking much that it's not even funny. Because out of all the people of the main cast that wanted to find love, it was him the most. And the fact that he was the only one that remained single by the time he got to the series finale,
I know
that was probably the one thing I did not enjoy at all. I hate the writers for that. I really do. So unfair to his character. All right, I'm done now.
Okay,
I've been wanting to say that for a long time.
I've got another question for each of you. Okay. And I'm going to start with mine first. But the question is, favorite cameo? Oh. And I'm going to go with James Earl Jones.
I got a Lion King check burning a hole in my pocket.
But yeah, there were so many great cameos in this show.
Your friend Leonard is a real weenie. I love that one. That one is a good one. Especially since Carrie Fisher shows up at the end in that episode.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good episode all around. Yeah.
Josh? How about you, DJ?
Do
you have a favorite cameo? What are you looking at?
Sorry, I think my house is haunted. I'm in my garage office, and the garage door keeps opening, but there's nobody out there.
Haunted? Can I go visit?
Gonna tell ghost stories?
All right, sorry, that was weird. Oh
no! Let's continue with this. Get the Ouija board.
Need your interest.
Favorite
cameo, celebrity cameo. Will Wheaton can't count.
I know. He's an irregular.
He's kind of a regular.
It's not funny anymore.
Stan Lee, possibly. There are so many, but I really enjoyed the Stan Lee one. James Earl Jones was amazing.
He was. I like Star Wars too.
I like Star Wars too. He's like such a child in that episode. Yeah. That's what's so funny. Let's go to Teal. Aye, bang, bang. Oh my God. We've seen this for way too many times. I told Josh earlier, I said, I've had quotes running through my head like all freaking day. Go find the ghost.
Go find the ghost. How about you, Josh? Favorite cameo?
I mean, I guess I don't know if it's really a cameo because he was in a few episodes, but I loved Bob Newhart being on the show.
Oh, that
see,
was
but he wasn't great. Playing Bob Newhart. He was playing Professor Proton.
Right, he was Professor Proton. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I mean, it was still like a cameo or whatever. But I just loved seeing this old school comedic actor come out there and show that he still had the chops. Mm-hmm, like, I mean, he owned every scene that he was in, and it was great. And I love how just totally over it he was about everything to do.
I love how he turned into Obi-Wan.
Yes. Yes. And how he's so confused by the whole thing. It's just like, what is
the hell am I wearing?
My favorite cameo, and I'm really basing this because it's one of my favorite episodes just because of all the voicemails that Sheldon leaves him while he was, I guess, drunk or something. And that would be Stephen Hawking. I love that he was on there, that someone of his caliber would go on a show like this. I mean, a lot of the people, I mean, they had LeVar Burton and I mean, the people that they got for this show, Brett Spiner, it was, I mean, I really do hope that it piqued a lot of, you know, people's interest in science and stuff because it really showed I mean, that's why I really enjoyed it. Like, I liked all the little science experiments that they used to do in the beginning of the show. It kind of faded a little bit, but
and
yeah,
how about
Stephen Hawking.
The episode with the celebrity D&D game.
Oh, that's a good one. That is a good one.
Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
And Joe
Mangalit.
Don't try to say it.
I can never pronounce his name. Shatner was on that one, right?
Yeah, he was.
Hunter was on that one. Yeah. Okay.
Well, he became such a big thing for people that are like nerd icons to be on the show.
Yeah. George Takei and Katie Sackhoff.
George Takei,
Katie Sackhoff, that was great.
Mark Hamill was in it. Like,
Oh,
that's right. Awesome. Mark Hamill.
He officiated the wedding of Sheldon and Amy.
That's right.
And that's where Stuart impressed the chick that was working in the shop, because he was answering all the questions that everyone was asking Mark Hamill, because Mark Hamill didn't know dick about Star Wars. I keep saying that between Big Bang Theory coming out in 2007, combined with Iron Man coming out the year after, I really feel like that's when nerd culture really started to become really acceptable and
became popular.
Cool and popular. I would say it made it
accessible to the people that felt standoffish towards it because they didn't want to be, frankly, bullied. You know, it wasn't that the people that were jocks in high school didn't like these things. They just were afraid to speak up about it or to defend the nerdy kid that liked it because they didn't want to be ridiculed or chastised by their friends. So,
and that's why I loved Penny's ex-boyfriend, Zach. Because Zach loved these guys. He did. He loved them. He loved hanging out with them.
Wanted Leonard to father his child.
And let's be frank, obviously, sex appeal is a lot. So I'm sure a lot of people were curious about the show when they saw that Kaylee Cuoco was going to be on.
Let's
be honest here. She's gorgeous. I love her. What are you talking about?
She's Harley. I love her.
I know.
She wasn't then, but yeah.
No, but that Harley Quinn animated series is the best. Yeah. That's another recommendation I could put you guys here for sure. The Harley Quinn animated series on HBO. It's really
Penny
funny.
Does Harley Quinn?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
She voices her constantly.
Oh, it's so raunchy. It's great. Yes. It's really raunchy, but really good.
And Penny Bane is the best character.
Yeah, we got off track again.
Penny really evolved on that show too. I mean, she
started out as
a waitress, you know, part-time actor.
Stereotypical ditzy blonde.
Turns into a pharmaceutical rep.
Medical sales.
Starts making more money than Leonard.
You don't got a guy. You should really get a guy.
Oh, let's hear the theory. Let's hear your theory.
Yeah.
What if Penny wasn't any of those things, but she was actually a government agent?
Say what now?
So she's the real spy?
All right. Think about this. So you have two physicists that work for a university that probably make a decent amount of money. Okay. And living next door in California is a struggling actress / waitress at the Cheesecake Factory. I know how much they make. How she afford all that rent? But right before she moves in, Leonard has the episode with
Joyce Kim.
Yeah. And with the whole rocket fuel and everything and all that, blow up the elevator. Next thing you know, here's this attractive single person that moves next door that, you know.
Why are you ruining Penny?
DJ has officially ruined Big Bang Theory.
DJ, I think you're thinking too much into the show right here. I think she was just a ditzy blonde that happened to be in the apartment.
You've been watching Sidebar and Escape Pod much with the spies.
I think it was all Jennifer Lopez that did it.
I mean,
no, how do you know?
Jennifer.
I don't know. Maybe she was pretending all along to be the ditzy blonde that really didn't know anything.
She married him. I mean, that's a little committed to the cause, right? Talk about undercover, Jesus.
Yeah,
she didn't do anything with it.
I don't know. It could have been.
We need to could ask Jeff Lori.
What if?
Inquiring minds want to know.
What if? Is that the new what if?
Was Marvel, Penny
what, a spy? What if Penny was a spy?
See, there's your Agent spy. Penny. It's Penny.
There's your spy. It's Penny.
I don't buy
Penny,
it.
Penny, we never know her last name. It's true. They never revealed her name. Her last name.
Did you ever? That's true.
Hmm?
Did you ever notice that the nurse that was in the first episode in the first scene shows up like in random spots throughout the series as a different character? Well, it might be a different character. It might be the same character just working in a different hospital.
I felt like she was just always the nurse and they always happened to get her every time they went to the emergency room.
She's the spy too. She's like,
what the Kitty's hell guys, informant. What's with this show? Yes.
I don't know. DJ's got me all messed up. Like next time I watch it.
I know. This is Mr. Conspiracy Theory over here.
No, Isaac. Penny is not Hennifer.
Penny is not ever. No. Justice for Penny.
So back to the nurse. That brings up another really funny episode where Howard gets stuck in the robot.
I like when Penny's planning the surprise party or whatever for Leonard, and he decides to eat the peanut that he's highly allergic to
and blows up like a balloon.
All because Penny offered up all of her slutty friends as an offering.
It was totally worth it.
Right. I like how he looks at his package. I'm doing this for you, little buddy.
But him in that robot. It's like, it's just a hand because that's all you needed. Oh, man. Which, I don't know why this reminds me of another character, but whatever happened to the doctor that Howard met at a bar and then Leonard ended up dating her? You know which one I'm talking about?
Oh, yes.
Like, they never explain where she went.
They broke up. Yeah.
I don't think they broke up. Spy.
Yeah, they just went ahead and broke up.
I don't remember. See, now I remember the episode where he's like, he breaks up with her over the phone or on like a text.
Yeah.
And still goes out to have sex with her.
No, I think they finally broke up because she started getting really intense and I think like leaving stuff at the apartment and almost trying to muscle her way into moving
in. I'm
gonna
have to go back and look at that
with
story.
Leonard,
I don't remember that story ever been finalized, but I guess it was. But that was a character that should have stuck around for a while, I thought. She was cool.
I actually did like her, though. She was funny.
Yeah. I mean, I liked her better than that girlfriend that Raj had for a while.
Well, Raj kind of went through musical girlfriends for a while.
Yeah.
He had that one that was a psycho. Emily.
The one who was the horror freak?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the
wanted
one
to have sex in a graveyard?
That was the one that they played that game with. Emily or... What was the
Emily or Cinnamon?
Cinnamon. Love that show.
How can such a small girl eat such a big steak?
Emily or Cinnamon?
there's another repeat performer, Leslie Winkle. Was that her name?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Sarah Gilbert.
Yeah,
yep, Sarah Gilbert.
Always
yeah,
gave
she
Sheldon
was great
crap.
Too. Mm-hmm. Dumbass.
I just love how cold she was with Leonard about their relationship,
about the dating and stuff like that.
Great. She was so scientific
Leonard,
about it.
Oh, you magnificent beast.
Oh, Leonard, the use of coitus, like their use of that word, just always cracked me up. Coitus, like it doesn't get more technical than that.
What?
This show is so awesome.
What are you looking at me like that for?
Kitty. Zazzles.
Leia. It's just like...
Yeah, there's so many good moments in there. And so many... Now I'm running through episode. Christopher Lloyd was amazing.
Yes.
But playing a homeless man that just kind of moved in, you know, Sheldon for it out.
Random.
Yeah.
For a nickel a month or something.
He's just sitting there like making a sandwich, listening to their conversations.
Judd Hirsch as Leonard's dad is one of the greatest castings ever because they look like the good be father and son, but him sparring with Beverly was just amazing. God, did they hate each other.
You know, it was another great parent was Penny's mom, Peggy from Mary.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes.
I like
the dad, too, because he was just begging Leonard to give up on Penny. Please stay with her.
Yes.
Oh, man. There were some. I mean, yeah. Even outside the main characters, there were just a lot of really great characters. The writing on this show was just great. The way they wrote the dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. And I mean, who can't love a group of nerds that read comic books and play D&D? And
I mean, to do another plug for Red 5 Tavern. I mean, honestly, yes, I know Stranger Things kind of, you know, piqued a lot of people's interest too, but really it was actually Big Bang Theory that started to get me interested in D&D, you know, just because I had such a different idea of what D&D was. So when they started making it more themed, where they had like the Christmas one to try and get Sheldon to like Santa, you know, or when Howard ended up being DM and he was doing all of those
voices.
Fantastic impressions.
Yeah.
And of course, seeing that every time that they played, Raj was always the first one to die. And it was just, I don't know. It really, and then of course, Stranger Things upped the ante on that. But really, it was Big Bang Theory that got me into it.
I just love the way that Sheldon popularized superhero t-shirts.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. I used to love watching which one he was going to wear.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's just so many really cool ones that have come out since. And
I mean, I remember a couple of times that, you know, we'd be watching it and be like, I have that shirt.
Yeah.
And that's another thing, you know.
You see all kinds of people wearing them now, too.
Yeah, and some nerds actually may find maybe the show to be maybe a little stereotypical or insulting or whatever. But I don't, because when I see these guys and I watch this show, I'm like, man, these were my friends in high school that I hung out with. These are some of the people that I hang out with now from the Red 5 Network. And there's nothing wrong with that because I love these characters. That's why I love these characters. These are my people. Like, you know, I felt like, oh, good. Finally, a show about nerds, you know, for nerds. And I don't know. They're just very lovable.
Yeah.
I like how they took even mundane things, the things that everyone knows about, and then nerded it up. Rock, paper, scissors.
Lizard Spock!
Yeah.
I mean, just stuff like that. Just getting Penny hooked on World of Warcraft.
Yes! Oh, yeah. I love that. Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
You know, when Sheldon loses all of his online stuff and Penny goes over and kicks the dude.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, to get it back. It's just
Sheldon, AFK.
Regular AFK. Things and just Penelope. Made it cool.
It's true. And again, that was a perfect example of how quickly Penny took to these guys, that she was willing to go and beat that guy's ass to get all of Sheldon's imaginary stuff back.
That was a great episode.
That's love, man. Yeah. That's love.
This ain't no Beyonce.
Oh, that's another one. I love the episode where Sheldon and Penny do that test in her apartment where they're asking each other different questions and then they have to stare at each other for a certain amount of time. And she's just smiling at him. She's like, you know, she really does feel like warm and fuzzy looking at Sheldon. It's a really endearing show.
And comes back to Sheldon and Penny.
It helps that they are like best friends in real life. And I think that chemistry really shone through.
And I think it's a metaphor for what the show is trying to accomplish, which is to bridge that gap between the nerd culture and
because he's the nerdiest one of them all. She's the ditziest one out of them.
Exactly. You know, they're both the extremes on each side, and in the end they find a middle ground, and it's beautiful.
Look at the chat.
Okay, Gilbert, we gotta talk about it.
Warm kitty,
I love it.
Happy kitty, sleepy kitty.
And the fact that she's so willing to seek it for him.
Start over.
It's beautiful. No. It's beautiful. Even though he's such an ass about it, she doesn't care. She's willing to do it.
I am not ashamed to admit that I sing that to Leia.
Oh, that's just adorable. I love that.
What?
See, now this makes me want to go and watch the show.
Yeah. Purr.
Sheldon. Oh my god, I love it.
Sheldon's rivalry with Will Wheaton.
It was epic.
Great. So on again.
I like that it was kind of quick because I thought it was even better once they were actually friends and he kind of became part of the group.
I don't know. I like when Will Wheaton showed up to see The Force Awakens in the Star Trek.
Oh yeah.
It's respect right there. It's Wesley Crusher.
Oh man, yeah, the bowling episode.
Yes, the Wesley Crushers. So stupid. I love Sheldon. He's so smart and so dumb at the same time. Too smart for his own good.
Yeah, for sure. I love the one where
fun
he goes
with flags.
Let's go back to that. We'll get back to that.
Okay.
When he goes to Will Wheaton's party and ends up becoming Brent Spiner's mortal enemy.
Mortal enemy.
Yes.
It doesn't take up much of your time.
He just tears it up. It's like,
like, what a beast. And then Leonard negotiating with him to come to his birthday party.
Yeah. Do you want a Mr. Data doll? $5.
$2 for $15. Sold. Just too funny.
Oh, gosh. All right. Fun with flags.
I love any episode that had fun with flags.
So,
yes.
I'm not sure if I'm ashamed to admit this or not, but I would actually watch that show.
I would. Especially if it was going down exactly the way that Sheldon was doing it. Absolutely.
It's very informative.
Especially when he included Amy in it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
that they fought over it.
I'd watch something like that. Let's see.
It was interesting. Oh, and that's one of my favorite Kripke moments. Flag. Not a flag. Flag. Kripke is the best. I love that guy. Kripke.
Are you making fun of my speech impediment?
When he's talking to Siri, can you recommend a West one?
Silly. Oh my gosh, Siri.
Not West one. I don't know what West one.
That freaking episode where Raj meets Siri in a dream.
Yes. Yeah.
And he can't talk to her and he's like, no.
Okay, sexy.
Will you have sex with me? And he can't talk to her.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. You see, this is when you know comedy is good. When you can quote it like hell. If you can't really quote it, it's like, it's not worth it to me. That's how I know comedy is good.
Oh, man. That was...
Comedy should be quotable because in the same way that you should be able to listen, hear a joke and tell the joke to other people.
That was a good one, Nicholas.
Which one?
My favorite episode is Penny Bernadette.
I was going to bring that
yes.
one. Yes, that is great. And they think they're like in an alternate universe because they're actually discussing
comedy. Yeah, they're walking in, they're like,
and Penny's explanation. Well, if a guy picks up me and then he picks up another girl. Did I pick up the girl? Because they're trying to think about the transformative properties of the hammer.
Oh, man.
That's so many great episodes, man.
Yeah. Oh,
and man. I like that one because that's the one where Leonard's car gets stolen, right? And they're going to a Star Trek convention. I think that's the same episode. And they start dancing.
Is it the same episode?
I think so.
They're all in their uniforms on the side.
Yes.
I do
like the way Sheldon's dancing.
Yeah, I do remember the episode where they get stranded on the side of the road.
Yes.
In their Star Trek uniforms.
By the way, there is something that I have actually never understood. And again, this comes back to Raj's character. Poor Raj. I just love him so much. If he had all of this money through his parents and was clearly metrosexual, why did he dress so shitty?
Yeah, he knew so much about, you know,
he knew so much about homewares and everything. And it's like, dude, you have all this money. Like, what is with the sweater vest?
Because he's a physicist.
Because he's a nerd. I don't know.
Maybe he was just limited, you know.
Maybe he just didn't have the confidence. I mean, he can't even speak to a woman. How could he wear something that, you know, a fashionista would wear?
You know, to be fair, though, if I had a shit ton of money, I probably wouldn't dress any differently than I do now.
I wouldn't.
Never change, Steve.
You stay true to you, boo.
Well, maybe that's the thing, is I'm so into fashion, so if I did have all that money, believe me, I'd be dressed like a Vogue magazine every day.
What did you say, DJ?
Wallowitz's belt buckles.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they're the best. His whole, his entire, like, all of his costume, his whole wardrobe is fantastic.
Oh, the Dickie.
Yes, the Dickie. The colors that they pick are just wild. Yes.
Those two were really like my favorite, Wallowitz and Raj. To me, they're almost like one character. They were
Wallowitz
such...
looked like Bert and Ernie's love child.
Stop it.
Oh my gosh.
Two of them together. The band.
The episode where they go to the goth bar.
Yes, he's got the tattoo sleeves.
Yes.
Oh, God. Not that anyone cares.
Not that anyone cares. Now, I liked it when they formed the band and they did the song about Thor and Dr. Jones. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is so epic.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that reminds me of another favorite character from the show. Now I can't think of it. Bert.
Oh,
the geologist.
Yes. I always felt bad for Bert.
I loved Bert.
Because he was just, I mean, something terrible would happen. He's like, oh, well, it is what it is.
And I love that actor to begin with. He's been in so many things.
He was in Mandalorian.
I was going to say, the very first episode, of course, he dies in that same episode.
Yeah, it's still cool that he had to be in
that
it, though.
Yeah. Is a good one, BYT, when Sheldon gets the traffic ticket.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
That is a good one.
And then, oh, I love the, you know, toward the end of the series when he reveals that he's had a driver's license for like 2 years.
Yes.
Like, what?
They were so
bastard.
You dick.
I just like you driving me around.
Yeah.
Oh, all the money that he had. Oh, but if you're ever like in a, you know, in a bind, there's a couple of 50 stuffed up Green Lantern's ass.
Yeah.
Oh, did not care about money.
He did not. He did not. He did care about that Nobel Prize, though.
Yes, oh, yeah,
he finally got it.
That was such a wonderful moment.
That was awesome.
They both did. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Amy
together
so much.
It was so fantastic.
That's why I liked it.
Yeah.
Their wedding episode was very touching. I did cry because their vows to each other were really beautiful.
Well, by the end, he genuinely had real feelings for her, and it was great to see how he was actually willing to express those, and it was very beautiful. It was a good relationship.
She really was the only one that could. Yeah, she was really the only one that could understand him.
I mean, she had to wrangle him, though. I mean, like, she had to break him of certain habits, otherwise that was never going to work. And it was a process, and it was very entertaining to watch.
Oh, that OCD episode was great.
Leave it to Nicholas to bring up Friends again. We're not talking about Friends.
Yeah, fuck Ross. He's a dick.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Nope, yes. Anyway.
Right,
all right. So, yeah, it looks like we've gone past our time. So,
and?
Just rambling on.
I could talk about this. Oh, wait until we finally talk about Parks and Rec, Steve.
Oh Lord.
Good luck to you.
Here's what happened with that. So we had planned, we're going to do a Parks and Rec episode. And then
I gotta watch it first.
Well, you may not have to, DJ. because
I'll act it out for you.
As the conversation
line for line,
as the conversation progressed between you and me and Blue talking about this episode, it was like it got so huge that we're like, we're just going to have to do a completely different podcast about Parks and Rec. Like, because we have that much to say about Parks and Rec.
I literally just did like my sixth or seventh rewatch of the entire show.
I just love
Parks and Rec.
I'm still in it. Yeah. It is by far my favorite sitcom.
As much as I would watch Friends, because, you know, Friends was always on TBS or Nickelodeon, like, I used to fall asleep to Friends watching it. And now,
I don't watch it nearly.
Parks and Rec.
Like, it got that serious. We're like, oh, we're just going to have to do another podcast for
Parks. And I'm sorry. I loved The Office when it first came out. But I think Parks and Rec is actually superior. I don't think it's fair really to compare the two because they're too different.
No, it isn't.
But I just, as someone who has just worked in an office the majority of their life, it hits too close to home once you get to a certain age. And all those characters are actually such jerks, and they're not really, there's no family dynamic really on The Office.
Yeah.
But maybe only amongst certain people. But Parks and Rec, they're all family.
Yeah.
So eventually you folks will be seeing a podcast
eventually
with me and Shanti and Blue talking about Parks and Rec. And it's called literally the best podcast ever.
And there is a Twitter. You did.
Yeah, we do have a Twitter.
You did launch
a
Twitter.
We just haven't gotten around to scheduling the first episode.
Yeah.
But
we'll get there.
It won't be live like this is. It'll just be, we'll record it whenever we get around to scheduling the time to do it. But we have all these ideas for these episodes. And it's like,
we do.
We can't compact this into one episode of Rebel Rock Radio. There's just no way we can do it. We've got too much to break down. There's too much. I mean, the amount of crap that we own of Parks and Rec stuff, like, we've got these, like, you know, the book that Leslie writes
about Pawnee. Yeah.
We have that book.
Yeah. It actually exists. Yeah. Hello. Yes. Before we rebranded, we did a Galentine's Day episode. Galentine's Day exists because of Parks and Rec. There was no such thing about Galentine's Day before.
I was there.
Yeah.
The whole time.
I know.
What were you doing on Galentine's Day?
Because I'm a lady.
Okay. All right.
What a blast.
So, yeah, I had a blast talking about Big Bang Theory. Hope you folks did too.
We did as well.
I did. Great music selections too.
Yes. They're very good stuff tonight.
So thanks everybody in the chat for coming and hanging out with us and derailing us when you did. Derailing me. Hey, you didn't derail.
Moon Pie.
No, Meemaw was in Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Yeah, Meemaw was Sheldon's grandmother.
Yeah, because she was mean as hell to Amy.
Not the same one from Young Sheldon.
Yeah,
because that's a completely different character. I don't know what the hell happened there, but
I must have slept through that one.
No, she is in one episode, and she did not like Amy.
Love Annie Potts in Young Sheldon.
She's fantastic.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Cool. So thanks everybody in the chat. And definitely thank Josh and Chantel for coming on. And
thank you for having us on. Absolutely. I was very excited about this, clearly.
Yes, you were. As was I. Fun stuff. Gotta love some Big Bang Theory. I'm probably gonna go watch it again now.
Mm-hmm.
No, I just finished a rewatch. I gotta finish my Parks and Rec rewatch.
Yes, continue with Parks.
Yeah, no. All right, well, that's it for us. Next week, I have no idea what our topic is. I think, are we doing Office Space?
Oh, yes. Please do that movie.
I know that's coming out.
Please do that movie. I work I know I work from home, but literally today in the system that I was looking at, I can't believe you're mentioning this. It said TPS reporting, and I about lost my shit when I saw that.
Yeah, I think that's the next one on the schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
pretty
need
sure to go work so, Saturday.
So yeah, next week we'll be talking about Office Space. Yes. And
two chicks at the same time.
Same time.
Two chicks at the same time, dude. I would do nothing.
Oh, he's cool.
I think, hey, Peter. Aren't you going to be on with us for that, too?
Rest exam chicks on.
We were talking about it so much. So I ended up watching the movie like 3 weeks, like about a month ago.
I love when they keep freaking out about Michael Bolton, and then at the end he's like, "Call me Mike," and then they look all serious at him. Like,
yeah. I watched it about a week ago.
Oh my God, I might need to come back next Thursday.
I thought you were coming back on that one.
If you are asking me to, then I will.
I thought that was the plan.
It's fine by me because I love that movie.
The schedule has pretty much gone out the window lately because we keep rearranging shit. But
will you let me know what happened?
Where'd DJ go?
DJ.
I got a private chat from him. He has said they had to log off. So.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay.
Bye, DJ. Well, we're done anyway. So yeah, next week we're doing Office Space, and we'll have some fun talking about that. Hey, Peter Man, Channel 9.
Check out Channel 9.
Yeah, breast exam check.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for watching and or listening on all those podcast affiliates, Apple, Spotify, all that crap. And be sure to leave a review. And be sure to follow us on the social medias. And
Bazinga.
And Bazinga.
Bazinga.
Have a great week, folks.
Bye, everyone.
Later.
Like a Bantha.